is to say that all of the men, and she chose the wrong men in her lifetime. Like Erickson, her lovers, Clifford Odets. From there, she, from Clifford Odets, she went to the director, Harold Clurman. From Harold Clurman, whom she maintains took her for some money, which he never repaid on Hollywood. From Clurman, she went to this one and that one, and so that her life sexually was extremely promiscuous. I'm not dealing now in terms of morality, but in terms of just sheer numbers. It was most anybody who was around. And my feeling was, after having met her and been in her home, and I was her guest on a number of occasions, although this never passed between us, because she made quite a stand about it. And I always figure people are going to make an issue of something. Then methinks the lady doth protest too much. I think that she was homosexual, and that she could never face it, and that her drive for men was simply to cover that, both to herself and to the rest of the world. I think she had those tendencies. She was quite masculine in her, if you would meet her personally, she was very masculine. She had a very masculine way of speaking. She had a very masculine way of walking, masculine way of smoking, of doing everything physically. She did everything like a man does. I think that it was latent. But I think there was that underlying thing, and I really think that going way, way back before that, before all the trouble in the Indianapolis period and meeting Jean Redmond, I think that that always was a factor. And that she just simply would not or could not accept it, and I think those are the things that drove her to extremes. And those are the things that drove her to liquor.